Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Scoops with DannyMac.com, and we come to you from Jupiter, Florida, from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. And a lot of news to get to. Lou Fuse, by the way, 14 brands, 10 locations. See more at Fuse.com. Derek, I guess the biggest question going into this morning and subsequent workouts will be the future of Miles Michaelis, the immediate future of Miles Michaelis. What do we know about Miles?
Miles received another PRP injection. You and I kind of mapped out exactly what was going to happen in yesterday's podcast, just sort of the options, and the Cardinals sorted through them. There were a few different treatment options that they could go to. They went back to the PRP. However, while it has the same name, it does not have the same, let's say, ingredients. There are variations of PRP injections that someone can get, and also this would be in a different location. So, that's something to keep in mind here, is that it's a repeat treatment, but there's a little bit of a shift to promote healing that they think can be more targeted and more successful. And yes, this is about protecting the arm. This is about getting the tendon to heal so that it does not put further strain on the ligament, because if the ligament breaks, then it's Tommy John. If it tears or ruptures, then it's Tommy John. So all of this stuff is connected, but the treatment today and the lack of work that he'll have for the next 3-4 weeks, the rest that he's been prescribed for about a month, and the delay that that will put for his season, is about getting him healthy, but also about protecting him from a more significant injury and a more serious absence.
You could understand some fans would say, all right, is this a precursor then to Tommy John? What would you say to that?
They're trying to avoid that. So, it's a bit of an anatomy lesson, and I know that it's boring for people, and, but a couple things here. One, the tendon is not the ligament. Tommy John is the ligament. Tommy John reconstructive surgery is necessary to repair a torn or ruptured ligament, because the ligament won't heal itself. The tendon will heal. The whole thing here is to kind of promote the healing of where the injury is, where the tear is, because what happens is the arm will find the weakness, and it will put strain on other parts of the arm to protect the weakness. So that's why, like, people who follow the kind of ebbs and flows of an injury will go, well, hey, this issue, bone spurs in the elbow or numbness in the fingers or a strain in the shoulder, could be a harbinger of Tommy John surgery. All true, because there's soreness there. It finds the weakness, and then it begins to stress other parts of the arm, and eventually the ligament goes, right? Okay, so that is kind of the domino rally of the arm. They call it the kinetic chain. But what's happening here is they're trying to be proactive and preventative so that it never gets to that point. If you can heal the tendon and get the flexor tendon to a point where it can, pitch normal and pitch without irritation, without swelling, without discomfort, without pain, then you're not also putting additional strain on the ligament. Also, and I think this is a huge thing to mention, and I know people think that, like, Tommy John now is, like getting an oil change. It's not. Pitchers and teams will do everything they can first to avoid Tommy John. And that's not because of the length of absence of Tommy John. That's because while Tommy John is a fantastic surgery and has strong return rates, it's still at 80%+. So 4 mm-hmm. out of 5 that somebody returns to elite status.
Sure.
And if you'll permit me here, I think the example that maybe we can cling to is Chris Carpenter. Chris Carpenter, many, many years ago, had a surgery that would allow him to come back with a higher degree of percentage, or a higher percentage, I guess, than Tommy John. Although Tommy John was a possibility if it didn't work. And so he did all he could to avoid Tommy John surgery. Because, again, it's not a guarantee. It's still 4 out of 5 that return to elite level. And elite level is what is what is required in the majors, excuse me, as I try to stumble through that. So keep that in mind, right? So pitchers do everything they can to avoid Tommy John because it's not the guarantee. And so that's why you'll sometimes see a surgery here and then that one doesn't work, or a treatment here, a program here that might delay Tommy John for 4 months, might delay it for 5 months, but the attempt is to avoid surgery. In Michaelis's case, the attempt here is to heal what they know is the problem, which is the flexor tendon, again, not the ligament, give it time to heal, give him a rest, and then see what they could do. An alternative option that they had was, say, get a cortisone shot, right? Get a cortisone shot right into that area, tame the inflammation, tame the swelling, and then have him out back pitching a lot sooner than a month out. They'd have him ready for opening day, maybe. But the risk there is that then the tendon, you know, isn't strong enough to handle the stress of pitching and the ligament goes.
Would you anticipate that Miles Michaelis pitches in 2020 for the Cardinals? I know that's a broad-based question. I know it's playing doctor a little bit, but what do you think?
If he has a strong and plant and expected response to this PRP injection, then the flexor tendon will heal and he'll pitch more than half the season for the Cardinals.
Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station. What's the fallout then with Michaelis now? You know exactly the time that the Cardinals anticipate him to miss. So who falls in line then, maybe in that starting five, and then the trickle-down effect of what that means for the bullpen?
It's a great question, Dan, because Kim, you know, lines up as the guy who moves immediately into the rotation, right? A chance for a lefty. I looked up this number for the morning paper. Since Jaime Garcia, you remember him, his last start for the Cardinals, which was in 2016, Cardinals have had only 14 starts from lefties by three different people. Austin Gomber has the majority of them. Marco Gonzalez has one of them. And Yenesis Cabrera has the two last season. So not a whole lot of lefty starts for them. And Kim represents the addition to the rotation that offers a different look and an appealing look. And he was signed for that depth. So he and Carlos Martinez have been, you know, the plan was to have them duke it out for the fifth spot in the rotation. Though if Martinez is healthy and productive and can handle the regimen of a starter, then he's in it. And Kim would be a reliever. Michaelis's absence now puts the focus on Kim for a couple of reasons. One, if Michaelis turns out to be a short-term, you know, absence, which would be missing the first month of the season, the first 5 weeks of the season, then you would want somebody to make those starts who could do those starts, but then also be an asset in the bullpen if that's eventually where they scale back. Kim fits that mold. So does Ryan Helsley, who becomes part of the competition. So does John Gant, who wants a chance at starting. So does Austin Gomber, who I mentioned, and so does Daniel Ponce de Leon, right-hander, who in a lot of ways has positioned himself as the number six starter, meaning the ace of the Memphis staff if he's not needed in the bullpen or doesn't win a spot in the major league thing or isn't traded. The one interesting curveball here, Dan, that I think
bet you're going with Alex Reyes.
Is Alex Reyes.
Yes, sir.
And one of the reasons why Alex Reyes works here is because it's a short-term assignment. They are very aware of his innings, and they do not want to stack on a starter's workload for him. They don't think that, you know, 30 starts after missing 3 years is ideal. They don't think 20 starts after missing 3 years is ideal. But if it's a short-term thing and he pitches well this spring and builds up his arm strength, the idea is you could have him in the rotation, you know, for a month and a half, and then shift him to the bullpen and manage his innings that way. And that becomes possible. And that is now in discussion.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hotshot's legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hotshot's near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. Finally, who has caught your eye in these inter-squad workouts, if you will, guys facing each other? Has anybody caught your eye?
Libertor is interesting. Kim pitched against hitters for the first time, faced Goldschmidt, Molina, and Carpenter. Good split. You know, I mean, actually, it shouldn't be a surprise, right? His changeup is a split. Who did we last see that had a pretty good changeup that was also a split? O did pretty well with that same pitch.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from the left side. Has a crossfire fastball, so moves in on righties, a little cutter action to it, a slider that we didn't see much, and a curveball that he said he didn't throw a whole lot in Korea. Looked okay, show pitch. Could be something more as he works into it. So good stuff from them. Carlos Martinez was solid. I think Zach Thompson has impressed a lot of people.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, he, the lefty drafted last year, first round, 19th overall, should sound familiar because 19th is where they got Waka. 19th is where they got the aforementioned Marco Gonzalez. 19th is where they got Zach Thompson out of Kentucky. Lots of people really are intrigued by how polished, how sharp, how ready to move and ready to move fast that he is. I think some other guys, Oviedo, I think you and I have mentioned, has impressed. Helsley has done well. We'll talk a lot about him, I'm sure. Sporting a curveball, a little bit of a power curve. Also has worked on a changeup, borrowing the grip from Jacob DeGrom. Because he thinks, both power pitchers, both have some similar stuff. Might as well try it. And so far, so good. I think Edmundo Sosa on the position player side has made a very good impression. He's leaner, stronger, good offensive year in winter ball, and is one of the best defensive players in camp who can play shortstop. That plays well. Brad Miller's done well. I think, as far as the young guys go, it's the usual suspects, but I would add Mendoza to that list. I think Mendoza's presence and approach and just, his, for lack of a better word, his consistency has caught eyes. Power is something that he doesn't have. Will it develop? Is it going to be enough for a corner infield spot? There's a lot to like about the Cardinals, like just about how he goes through at bats. And that, that astuteness, the deftness of prolonging at bats, taking good pitches, feel for the strike zone. What I'm trying to say is his attention to detail that they like in his at-bats carries over to what they like about how he does in workouts.
Derek, thank you. We'll catch you up tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll have another bout of news that comes our way. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and always a pleasure, Dan. Thank you very much.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.